Hawk Knights leading the Deer Lake Lancers by a score of 42-26. Here in tonight's game, it's a non-conference game, so really it's just sort of an opportunity to play. But you know, the Knights in their section with only six teams. So that means you only play 10 section games, which means that at some point you got to find at least 12 non-section games to get to your 22 allotment. And if you play two tournaments, that's four teams, which leaves you eight games left to try to find somebody. So you're almost playing as many conference games as non-conference games. And so that's why we have a lot of these Saturday games. And there are a couple more to come. On the 19th, the Knights will play at Beaver on a Saturday. And then they will play Quaker Valley, and that's down at Montour, I believe, on the 26th, a Saturday. And, of course, Quaker Valley, the number one team in 5A. Quaker Valley beat Newcastle last night. So that tells you how good they are. All right, we go to the second half. Starters for both teams back out on the floor, with the exception for the Lancers of Holbaugh, who stays on the bench. Lancers there into the floor, trailing 42-26. Colton with it outside, working against Schreckengott. Back up top to Zach Verbenko. Catholic up on the high post, gets it off to Colton, far side Verbenko. Verbenko, up top it comes Perrott. Perrott down the lane, low post, step back, turn around, Hooker doesn't go, rebound though, and put back by Halsey, no good, and the rebound by Brady McKee, hit from behind. And the first foul of the second half goes against the Lancers. It'll go against the Harris Halsey, and I believe that's his third. So, knock with a basketball. 7.5 to go, third quarter. Scheit, Frazier, Schreckengost, Sanks, and McKee for Knox. Here's Sanks with a three-pointer off the front. Leaves it short. Battle for the rebound underneath. Somebody pushed off again for the Knights. And so we have a foul at this end. Frazier with the push. That's his third foul. And so the Lancers come back the other way. Julian Sanks, two threes in the game. 6 points, one in each quarter. And they go Colton baseline, but the pass too far ahead of Jared Colton, and out of bounds it goes, so knock back the other way. So two fouls and a turnover to start the game here in the second half. Shake with the ball up top, comes around Frazier, spins around the top. Frazier outside, it comes Sanks, open three-pointer for Julian, gets it. Nice job by Frazier to curl around. Looks like he's going to the basket, threw everybody in, and Sanks wide open in the corner. Makes the easy three. It's 45-26, 9-19. It's sort of been a story for the Knights in these last few games. Low post, Cadlick comes in. Cadlick's shot is up and good, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Another foul by the Knights underneath. And that's going to go against Brady McKee, his first. And Catholic at the line for the three-point play. Catholic dribbles and shoots. In and out. Out it comes. The ball knocked away. Perrott able to get it and kicks it back outside. Herbenko goes underneath to Perrott. He has the easy runner for two. And the Lancers take advantage of the miss and get the 2 points. Scheit with the ball, 45-30, knocking the lead. Scheit into the corner. Out it comes to Frazier. Frazier inside. Frazier goes to the basket, and he's hit by three or four people on the way in. Pick one there, ref. That one's going to go against Halsey, his fourth. And Frazier back at the line again to shoot two. And that's five on Halsey, so there's one I missed. He fouls out with 6:12 to go in the third. And that'll bring Holabaugh back in. He's got at least three. So Frazier at the line. He's gone with 18 in the game thus far for the Knights. And Frazier gets another one. Second one for Frazier is good. 20 for the Nock Jr. is playing maybe the best basketball on the team right now, although it's hard to tell everybody's playing so well. Cadlick up across to Perrott on the right wing. Perrott back towards the middle, takes a three-pointer. Perrott's three goes down. Then Brad Perrott with 15 in the game for the Lancers. Not very patient here. Scheit with the basketball, working against Holabaugh. Scheit comes to the foul line. Spin move, underhand shot, block, gets it back, puts it up, gets it to roll in. Another nice take by Jake Scheit. A little tough to go against the big guy under there, but Jake using his finesse to get in and get it. Lancers feed underneath the Cadlick low post. He puts it up off the bottom of the rim, but a foul called. Cadlick goes to the basket. He'll shoot two. Another one on Brady McKee. And Cadlick back to the line. Two of three for Colin Cadlick. Now three of four as he makes that first one. 49-34, to lead back to 15 for the Knights. Breckengoss comes out. Cole Lassinger on the floor for the Knights. So we've got size against size, and he and Holabaugh. Should be fun to watch these two. Second one on its way, rolls out, rebound to McKee. Sanks waits for Scheit to come clear and feeds it around. Scheit and Frazier playing catch on the left wing, and now Frazier looks inside, trying to drop it off, but keeps the ball himself. Frazier outside Sanks, open three-pointer for Julian. It's in and out, and he gets Lassinger over the back of Holabaugh. I didn't think it was quite that bad. And they went up for the ball and foul on Lassinger. Quickly down the floor come the Lancers. Kurbinko at the point. Looking to get close to 10 down. Here's Holabaugh's run to the basket and draws the foul with the underhander. And another foul against Lassinger. The Lancers, I think, wanted to try to force that one. And Holabaugh at the line to shoot two. And he gets the first one. Lancers shoot pretty good for the free throw line. 7 of 8 in the first half. Although only 2 of 4 right now here in the second. And the miss. Off gets the ball. I think they were going to whistle that one for a lane violation, and he made it. Hawk working there, and Spanks up top to Frazier. Swings it around to McKee. Cadlick, though, reads the pass, takes it in, and dunks it home. And that's a big bucket. Gets him within 12. Here's Scheit going in, and Scheit draws the foul. Hawk has to take the ball in to get the fouls called. I think the foul was on Colt. Knock with the basketball, will inbound from right in front of the Knock bench, leading 49-37, but Lancers on a bit of a run here in this third quarter. Frazier into the backcourt to Scheit. Knock just has to be careful with their passes across the top and really telegraphing them here. And do this against a team like this, do it against Highlands, and they will just eat you up. Here's Scheit going in. Scheit's shot is up. Banks around, rebound to Perrott. Jake hit pretty hard on the way in, but no foul call. Perrott comes across. Here's the driver by Kurbinko is up and in. And the Lancers have cut the lead to 10. We were at 19 at one point. The Lancers on a big run here in the third quarter. Ron McNabb wants the timeout. And he needs to take it because Deer Lake's feeling their oats here. outscoring Knock 13-7 in this third quarter. Knock getting a earful from their head coach as they sit on the bench, letting the Lancers back into this game. And at one point, the Knights up by 19. Yeah, the Lancers battling back here, off a couple of steals, a couple of Knock misses, and with 3:51 to go in the third, it's Knock 49, the Lancers 39. And we referenced the way Knock plays here versus what they're going to see against Highland. And they're going to see a little bit quicker team, so passes have got to be chipper, right on the money. The pass intended for Frazier over the top to Cadlick. He stole it and went in and dunked it. Although it was just barely a dunk. And so the Lancers feeling their oats. Knock took the timeout and see if the Knights can settle things down here. And get back in control of the game. 3:51 to go in the third. McKee inbounds it. To Scheit. Scheit to Frazier. Back across the McKee. Over to Lassinger. Outside. Frazier. Frazier looking inside. Nobody there. So Frazier dribbled out to Sang. Brings it around to Scheit. Scheit up top to McKee. Out to Sang. Sang looks in. And back out to McKee. Over to Frazier. Not being patient here. Frazier out to up top. Up to Scheit. Jake comes in and back out. Knock sets it up. Scheit back over to Frazier. Frazier heads down the lane. Feeds low post to McKee. He's shut off and then out it comes. McKee's pass stolen away by Colt. Knock gets nothing out of that. Bad pass. They go baseline to Perrott. Perrott up top to Colton. Far side it goes to Hrbinko. Hrbinko will come back across the top, so in low post to Yurich. His shot is up and good. Holabaugh for two, and we're down to an 8-point game. Not really struggling here in this third quarter. Sometimes you get to have two games are too easy, and you get a little too lazy. Knock maybe thought the same thing here, but the Lancers didn't. They come on strong here in the second half. Open Scheit for three. Got it. That was a big one for Jake Scheit. Knock needed that one. Puts it back up by 11. Here comes Perrott down the right wing. Up top to Colton. Colton off on the right side to Hrbinko. Answer is also being very patient, despite the fact they're down 11. Perrott with a drive down the lane. Right into five Knock Knights. The ball swatted away. And then outside it comes right to Colton. He tries to feed base to go underneath, battle for it on the ground. And a timeout taken by the Lancers before the ball was passed by Holabaugh. 52-41, Knock in the lead. 1:58 to go here in the third. And the Knights find themselves in a battle here, despite the fact they're leading by 11. Lancers with the timeout. Don't forget, coming up Tuesday night, Knock at Highlands. Be on the air at 7:15 with a 7:30 tip-off. The next Friday night on the road at Derry, so a couple of more conference games. And Derry at 1-1 along with the Freeport Yellow Jackets right in the middle of Section 4. Mount Pleasant and Yawk are 0-2. The Knights after that will have a three-game homestand. Be home against Freeport, home to Beaver on a Saturday night. Well, maybe. I think it's a Saturday night. And then home to Mount Pleasant as we start the second half of conference season on the 22nd of January. Some pretty steady basketball for the Knock Knights after being off for a week and then playing two games in less than 24 hours. But then again, the Lancers also playing two games in less than 24 hours. Following the Deer Lakes timeout, they'll inbound left side of their own hoop. Hrbinko looks to get the ball in. Gets it into the backcourt to Colton. Colton goes underneath the Holabaugh. Holabaugh tries to go baseline, stolen away. Not sure what that whistle was for. Must have been a kick. Hawk had the ball, but they must have kicked it to themselves. So the Lancers again with the inbound. And it comes to hold the ball. Turnaround jumper doesn't go. Sanks with the rebound. A knock back the other way. See if they can add to it. Here's Freckengoss. Freckengoss comes in. Hold the ball. Puts it up short. Hold the ball. Gets the rebound. But Jared, just not a good shot that time. And Colton back the other way. 1:35 to go. Here's Perot with a drive. Perot's drive high off the glass. Doesn't go. Hold the ball with a rebound. The putback doesn't go. Frazier with a rebound. Here's Dot 3-on-2. Frazier outside to McKee. He loses the handle on it. The pass thrown behind him. And back come the Lancers with 1:19 to go. Colton goes baseline runner, and he lays it up. Doesn't go. Rebound off out of bounds by Sank. And the Lancers keep it. So not much going Knox's way here. Frazier comes out for a breather as Majuzic comes in with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Knock up by 11, 52-41. But it's been pretty much the Lancers here in the third quarter. And a quick pass into Perot, who went right back to Herbenko. Unfortunately, Herbenko had not come in bounds yet. Well, Knock gets the ball. Minute 10 to go here in the third. Scheidt slowly around to the right to Sanks. Julian works across the top, tries to drive inside. Jumper from the elbow by Sanks is short. Rebound and putback by McKee doesn't go. Tipped up into the air, battle for it, and the Lancers come down with it. Off with a couple of chances there. 49 seconds to go. Colton in the corner comes back out top to Hollebaugh. Into the far corner, Perot, driver along the baseline. Underhander goes up and in for Brad Perot. And it's back to a 9-point game. 35 seconds to go. Right up top with it. It's going to work down for the final shot. Scheidt starts to get the count. Colton with the reach in. Scheidt with the ball. Still no count being made. Comes around to Bajuzic, back to Scheidt with 11. Now with 9, McKee on the far wing. McKee outside to Scheidt with 5. Gets it to Sanks. Sanks steps in. Three-pointer from Sanks. Off the back. Doesn't go. It's a buzzer. And the Juzic shot will not count. So the Lancers have cut the lead to 9 after cut it just about in half. And we go to the fourth with the Knights leading 52-43. We'll be back here to Deer Lakes with a final frame right after this timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
And welcome back to Deer Lakes. We go to the fourth quarter. Knock up 52-43. Knights led 42-26 at the half, but the Lancers outscored the Knights 17-10. As we go to the fourth quarter. And Knock will have the ball. And the Knights with the inbound pass as we go to the final frame. Right up top. Knock being really patient here. Going to work as much clock as possible, I would guess. But now to get some points into the corner for Juzic. Knock unable to get the ball underneath the basket at all. Here's Scheidt trying to drive in. Scheidt with a nice move. Feeds underneath to Frazier. Puts it off his foot. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball called. It goes to the Lancers. Not a good pass inside, although Frazier was wide open. Pass a little bit low, and here comes Deer Lakes back the other way, down 9. They've gotten as close as 7. We're down by as many as 19 against Knock. Knights now go with the zone. Lancers work it into the corner to Perot, now all the way back across the top. Here's a three-pointer off the side, tipped up in the air. Sanks with a rebound. And Julian battles Holobov for it and comes away with it. Into the corner. Here's Frazier, baseline runner, gets it up and good. Frazier with his first bucket of the second half, and the Knights back up by 11. Scott took that one hard to the basket, and Holobov was there with three fouls, can't do much. Off with pressure in the corner on Colton. Try to come inside, back out to Colton. Colton comes around. Knock with two guys around him. On the right wing, ball knocked away, but Juzic comes up with it. Gets it off to Scheidt. He gets it down to Frazier underneath. Frazier goes in, stops, and puts the shot up. Holobov comes in, swats it away from him, but he hits his arm on the way up, and Holobov picks up foul number four at least. And Frazier back at the line to shoot two. 54-43, Knights by 11. This has sort of been the margin most of the game since the beginning. And Frazier gets the first. Knights by 12 as Sank sits and Schreckengoss back in. So it's Juzic, Scheidt, Frazier, McKee, and Schreckengoss for the Knock Knight. Second one good for Frazier. Scott Frazier has really put the Knights on his back here this afternoon. They lead 56-43. 6:22 to go. Colton outside to Perot. Colton will take a three-pointer, and that's good for James Colton, his second three of the game, and the Lancers go full court pressure. Knock able to come down the floor into the corner to McKee. McKee will work it up top to Scheidt. Knock will settle things down. Scheidt goes out to the corner to McKee. His three is up and no good. Rebound to Perot. Scheidt went in. Somebody was on his arm, and there was no foul called. Here's a shot, no good. Frazier back the other way. Knock on the run. Frazier into the paint, loses control of the ball, battle for it on the ground. And a timeout taken by Deer Lake. Boy, Jake Scheidt was coming in with that shot, and somebody had him by the shirt. And there was no foul call. Knock trying to force it a little bit there. They lead by 10 with 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout by the Lancers to keep possession of the basketball. A full timeout. Knock led 21-11 after one, 42-26 at the half, but the Lakes came back outscoring the Lakes 17-10 in the third. To trail 52-43. A knockout scoring them here in the fourth, 4-3. The Knights with an advantage. But again, this is what Knock needs to see. They need to have a team really coming back on them and playing them hard in the fourth quarter, because they haven't had that for the last three or four or five games. They certainly didn't have it from Yawk. They didn't have it from Eden Christian. Didn't have it from Kiske. Didn't have it from Mount Pleasant. Didn't really have it from Valley. So you go back to their loss to Steel Valley when they had a good fourth quarter, but the rest of that game was miserable. The Knights need to see pressure to get ready for their game on Tuesday. So this is a good thing if you're a Knock fan. Need a little pressure here. 5:45 to go, so still plenty of time for the Lancers. Remember, they're 3-0 in section. Win last night over Pearl. Knock with a win over Yawk, but Knock's win was much easier than the Lancers were. And here's a pass to Catlett in the corner. And it sort of lost its focus, and out of bounds it goes. So Knock will get it back, and in spots like tonight's need to get points. Get that killer instinct going now. When you have an opportunity to put a team away in the fourth, do it. Scheidt standing out at center court, waiting for somebody to come out and challenge him. Scheidt loses his dribble, gets it off to Sanks, to Frazier, back to Sanks, back to Scheidt. Scheidt working the basketball here. Scheidt tries to come in, pays it back out, gets it to Schreckenbach. Schreck on the wing out to Frazier, and that one almost taken away. Here's Scheidt. sight down the lane. Bank shot goes. Jake takes it to the hole, lays it up and in. Goff gets two out of that. They lead by 12. Underneath it goes to Hollibaugh. Hollibaugh's shot is up and no good. He's fouled, but it looked like he walked with the ball before. He looked like he took two steps to the basket on the shot, but that one wasn't called. The foul on Schreckengast, and for Schreck, at least his third. And Jack Hollibaugh at the line to shoot two. Hollibaugh six in the game for the Lancers, and again, it's played sparingly because of early foul trouble. But it's been forced to come on here because Aris Halsey fouled out. Hollibaugh gets the first one. 58-47, 4:44 to go. Problem not with wasting time is if you don't score, it's just that, a waste of time. Off after the miss, down the floor, still up by 11. Far wing, Frazier. Out to Sanks, near side, Scheidt. Not work with the basketball around here. Scheidt loses his dribble, and here comes Frazier outside to Bajuzic. Kadlec tried to, for the steals out at once, and a double dribble called against Knott. And a double dribble called against Bajuzic. The official said he did one hand, then two hands, and then one. And so Knott turns it over, gives the Lancers new life with 4:17 to go. Parada around the Colt. Back to Parada on the right wing. He's going to dump it underneath the Hollibaugh. Hollibaugh in the paint. Turnaround shot. Up off the glass. Good. Not much you can do there in that situation. Knott gets it ahead to Sanks, and Sanks is grabbed by Hollibaugh as he tries to go, and Hollibaugh will foul out. And Hollibaugh fouls out. And then gets a technical called on him. So Hollibaugh fouls out with five, and then another foul, a technical. As he went after Scheidt, Jake must have said something to him. Hollibaugh reached out and grabbed him as he went past. So clear foul there. The technical I'm not so sure about. So we've got the hold, and then we have a technical following the hold. And it is his sixth foul. So the official's talking about it here on the bench. So somebody else on the floor will have to get that foul, I believe. And the official comes out, Julian Sanks and Colin Kadlec standing there talking. They're laughing at each other. And the official comes out and says, guys, break it up. And they said, we're just talking. I don't think they're cheap talking. They're too good of basketball players to do that. So Sanks will go to the line to shoot the two-shot foul. I don't even know that it's a shooting foul, to be perfectly honest with you. So he's shooting the technical. Goff will get the foul because it's only the sixth foul against the Lancers. And Sanks misses the first one. I think I'd have sent Frazier tonight to tell you the truth. He's been amazing from the foul line. Julian really hasn't been there all night. But he gets the second one. And Goff will get the ball back. So they get the two foul shots but only get one of them. And the ball back, a 10-point lead, 4 minutes to go, 10-point lead. Lancers have lost their big man in Jack Hollibaugh, who was pretty much a force underneath the basket. Butler comes on in his place. Lancers now with pressure on Knock as they come across the center of the floor. Bajuzic in the far wing, back up top to Schreckengast, around to Scheidt. Scheidt looking inside. Deer Lake's turning up the pressure. Schreckengast says Hrbinko come in and chase it down, and Hrbinko fouls Schreckengast. Hrbinko with perhaps his first foul, and that'll put Schreck at the line to shoot one-on-one. Schreck with 7 points in the game, all in the first half. And the Knights now in the bonus situation. Of course, both teams now in bonus situation. Sanks sits McPhee back on, and not sure of the foul situation for either of them. So Schreckengoss one-on-one, first one is up and good. McKee will move back off of that make as the Knights up 11. Schreckengoss second one is up and bounces off. No good. Rebound by Cadlick underneath. Answers go across. Get it to Colton. His three-pointer is up off the side. No good. Rebound by McKee. McKee to Scheit. Down the right wing it goes. And back it comes for Knock as they try to settle things down. Schreckengoss in the corner. Schreck dribbles up to Scheit. Scheit tries to come around. And Herbinko with another foul there. That'll put Scheit at the line to shoot one-on-one. So right now, the Knock Knights with an opportunity to win this one at the foul line and put it away. See if they can do that. Jake Scheit shooting with 3:22 to go. Knights by 11, and Scheit's first one goes off the back and rolls out. And back the way, Colton. Well, answers with life. Need to get shots and points. Herbinko on the right wing to Cadlick. Slugs across to Herbinko. Back up top to Colton. Looks off a shot at the foul line and back out to Herbinko for three. Off the back, doesn't go. Rebound by Butler underneath. He comes out to Colton. Colton's three is off the front, doesn't go. Rebound Herbinko. Underhand shot, doesn't go. Tipped up in the air, battle for it. Frazier on the ground along with a few other Knock Knights on the ground. Jump ball call. And the possession arrow should go to Knock. So a nice scrum after the ball. Here with a loose night basketball, 2:49 to go, Knock by 11. Lancers will go with a full court pressure here. Schreck and Gosden will switch with Frazier and let Scott take it in. Frazier under the basket. Comes into Bajuzic. Bajuzic double team. And down it comes to Scheit. Scheit across the timeline, goes to the basket, then pulls out. Here's a triple team, goes across the top to Schreck and Gosden. Jared had to go high in the air to save that one from going back across. Out to Bajuzic, 2.5 minutes to go. Bajuzic off to Scheit. Scheit to Bajuzic up top. Here's Frazier. They don't want to foul him. Frazier with the ball comes in. And Frazier is fouled. Last guy you want to foul against Knock right now is Scott Frazier. Frazier again at the line, one-on-one. 24 in the game for the Knock Junior. That is a career high, and 25 for Frazier. Scott Frazier, a career best tonight. Puts the Knights up 61-49, 2:20 to go. And Frazier's second one also good. So big night for Scott Frazier. And a timeout taken by the Knights. A lot of chirping starting to happen between Lancer players and Knock. Well, you see that happen with the Deer Lakes a good bit. These two teams don't like each other. And they will, as Sidney Crosby says, chirp back and forth. 62-49, Knock with 2:21 left to go in the game. So the Knights now just need to be patient. And the Lancers to foul. Knock Frazier, 15 of his points from the foul line. Knock's defense a little better in the second half. Lancers struggling to hit baskets. A number of threes, they just won't fall, and they needed one of those to fall a couple of series ago. And that would have got them right back into it, but you know they tend to give you a little bit of a oomph when you hit a three. They got the oomph from Cadlick's dunk. But Knock has weathered that storm, and that's good news for the Knock Knights. Now they need to weather the last 2:21 and get out of this gym with a win and get ready to take on Highlands next Tuesday. It'll be Schreckengoss, Scheit, Frazier, Bajuzic, and McKee on the floor for Knock. Lancers have Butler, Herbinko, Perrott, Colton and Cadlick. Well, Perrott and Colton to bring it down. 2:20 to play. Colton to Perrott on the wing. Back up top to Butler. on their left side. He goes underneath Perrott. Perrott, the paint shut off nicely by Brady McKee, has to come back outside. Holden can't get a shot from the elbow. Out to Perrott. Perrott's drive inside. And they call Brady McKee for it. But Brady was parked there, and there was dust on him because he hadn't moved for so long, and they call McKee for a foul. Third one on Brady. And Brad Perrott at the line to shoot two. 62-49, 2:02 to go. So still time for the Lancers here. If they can knock down a couple, Perrott puts the first one up and good. 18 in the game for Brad Perrott. He's been solid for the Lancers. Schreckengoss will sit. Second shot is up off the front. No good. The rebound is Sank. Off to Scheit. Scheit down the far side. Scheit back across the middle to Sank on a blind pass there. Thanks. Now here comes the double team. He'll go across to Frazier. Almost not the way it was. And Perrott with the basketball. Perrott goes underneath to Colton, and he'll be fouled by Thanks with 1:46 to go. Colton to the line to shoot two. The Knights, again, need to be careful on their passing. And need to get patient when they come down the floor in a game like this. Force the Lancers to foul you. Don't give them the ball back. Colton at the line to shoot two. To cut the lead down to 10. And he gets the first one. 6 in the game for Colton. With 1:46 to go, the Lancers looking to cut it to 10. Miss. Rebound Bajuzic. And Pajuzic's fouled, so he'll go to the line to shoot two, as that's the 10th team foul against the Lancers. Foul's called on Colton, at least two against him. And Pajuzic at the line, Adam with 8 points in the game, all in the first half. And now in the double bonus. And here's the opportunities the Knock Knights have to put the game away. And Pajuzic gets the first. Jake Scheit runs in, says something to Pajuzic, and then runs back to center court. Schreckengoss will come in as one of the rebounders along with Frazier. So Pajuzic, second shot. Knights by 12, 1:44 to go. And Pajuzic misses, rebound to Catlett. Knock with some pressure on the Lancers here, trying to burn some time. Catlett across the middle, into the far corner to Butler. Back out to Hrbenko. Knocked away as Kavlik tries to go in. Hrbenko in the corner. Colton for three, misses it. And a push underneath by Kavlik will put Frazier at the line. Kavlik picks up his third. And Frazier to shoot two more. Free throws in the game for Scott Frazier. 63-51, 1:24 to go. Frazier a career day points-wise in the mid-20s. And Frazier's got the ball, and he'll try to shoot again. And he gets that one. Been a while since the Knock Knight has shot this many free throws. In a single game. Frazier's second one good. And that puts the Knights up by 14 with a minute 24 to go and another timeout for Knock. So Scott Frazier with the big one here, the timeout taken. 65-51. Knock in the lead. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back right after this timeout.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
And welcome back to Deer Lakes for the Knock Knights, putting it away from the free throw line here late in the game, which is what they need to do, getting a lot of pressure from Deer Lakes and really something not needed. As we mentioned before, they played so many games. Their last four games have all been blowouts. And there's really been no pressure on the Knox starters late in games. But tonight it was a different story as the Lancers put the pressure on and forced Knox into some turnovers. So with a minute 24 to go, and the Knights up 14, Lancers with the ball. Knox with still pressure. Holding into the corner. Here's Kadlik for three. He airballs it underneath the Butler. His shot blocked by Jake Scheitz. And then Butler and Schreckengast get tied up. And jump ball goes to the Lancers underneath. Minute 14 to go. Herbenko looks for the inbound pass. Gets it into Colton outside. Takes the long range three and airballs that. Butler with a rebound into the corner. Herbenko for three, and he gets it. 1:05 to go, and Knox, no hurry here. Frazier with the basketball off to Bajuzic with 59. Bajuzic will wheel and deal. Got to get it across the timeline, though, and here's a steal by Herbenko. And there's Herbenko comes in and just levels Bajuzic. Adam Bajuzic had position, stopped at the baseline, and Herbenko, or Kadlik, just came in and crushed him. So Bajuzic does it again, takes another charge, and that'll take Kadlik out. Five fouls on Kadlik. He was coming strong, and Adam saw him and just parked. Herbenko backed into him, and Adam with another fine job there of taking the charge. I guess Kadlik staying on the floor. So he must have only had four. 50 seconds to go. The Knights up by 11. And a steal by the Lancers, and it's knocked down by Herbenko. And now it's a 9-point game with 47 seconds to go. It had been almost 14. Knox letting the Lancers back in. Zach Herbenko, five quick points. It's 65-56. Knox, how important are those free throws now? The Lancers not going away. And again, this is what Knox needs. They need a solid, good pressure against them late in the game. You just sort of got to get in your mind that this is a one-point game. And the Knights led this one most of the way by double digits until late in the third when the Lancers came back, got it under 10. And Knox went back up, and the Lancers have battled back again to get it under 10. So Deer Lake's a formidable opponent for Knox. I think at some point the Knights may have thought, yeah, well, we're going to take this one and go away with it. At one point, up by 19 in the second half. But they've left Deer Lake back in it. Knox will inbound the ball here against the pressure of the Lancers. Can't give it away like they've been doing. You got to be careful with your passes. Don't force something and don't telegraph something all the way across the floor. Here we go. Frazier to inbound against the pressure. Frazier. Gets it into McKee. McKee across to Bajuzic. He's down the floor. Comes out to Sanks. Sanks comes up to the top. Sanks around the top with a carry. Got away with that one. Bajuzic against Kadlik. Kadlik knocks him down. Picks him back up. And the two of them have a kind word. And that's got to be five against Kadlik. But not so much. Bajuzic at the line to shoot two. Now gets the first one. Gives us a little bit more comfort. Now a 10-point game with 37 seconds to go. And Knox will not contest on this second shot. 66-56, 36 seconds, and Bajuzic misses. Comes in, gets his own rebound. The putback is good. Adam Bajuzic all by himself. Comes in and gets the two and then knocks the ball away out of bounds. Schreckengast does. That's hustled by Adam Bajuzic. Four defenders there to rebound. He gets the rebound and lays it up and in. and there's a smile on every knock night on the floor. They're just loving it. Into the corner, Colton looks off the three, comes in. Shot blocked by Brady McKee as Colton runs into him with 23 seconds to go. Knocked down, Grand Light. Here's Farrakh for three and drains it from the corner. And the pressure on again. Breckengoth gets it in and ahead to McKee. McKee down the floor to Bajuzic. Bajuzic's got another two. And with 3 seconds to go, Farrakh down the floor. He'll take the three-pointer and drain it at the buzzer. So a lot of points for the Lancers right down the stretch, and the Knock Knights hang on for a 70-62 win over a feisty Deer Lakes team that came back all night long against the Knock Knights. And the Knights with a victory over Deer Lakes, and they're just exactly the kind of game the Knock Knights needed. Needed to face a tough physical opponent, wasn't going to go away, wasn't going to fold. And they're going to have that to get ready for their game against the Highlands Golden Rams coming up on Tuesday night. That'll wrap it up. We'll be back to review scoring here from Deer Lake right after these messages.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Casey's Carpet can handle any of your flooring needs. Family-owned and operated for 28 years, Casey's Carpet has the experience you're looking for. Carpet installs, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, stone, porcelain tile, and hardwood. Award-winning flooring and install from Casey's Carpet. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Casey's Carpet in North Versailles or caseyscarpet.com. If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECS&R assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous waste management, environmental health and safety training, industrial cleaning, and chemical and electronic recycling. They serve Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. There's a ton of great information about using their environmental services and knowledge at ecsr.net.
It's always a good day for Charlie's Philly Steaks. Located in malls and outlets all over Pennsylvania and Ohio. Satisfy your hunger with Philly cheesesteaks. We're talking 100% USDA beef, gourmet fries, and 100% real fruit lemonade. To find a location nearest you, visit charlies.com. That's charlies.com. Our taste is unmatched the world over.
Okay, welcome back here to Deer Lakes High School, where the Knock Knights pick up the victory, and a hard-fought victory at that, 70-62 over a Lancer team that just would not go away. Knock led by double digits most of the game, but Deer Lakes fought back late in the game, forced a number of turnovers, got close, but couldn't get any better than 9 between them and the Knights, and Knock holds on at the end, gets some free throws in that fourth quarter, and they win 70-62. Knock led 21-11 after the first quarter, 42-26 at a half, and it looked like Knock would run away with it, but the Lancers came back strong in the third quarter, outscoring the Knights 17-10 to cut the lead to 9, 52-43, and then they would outscore Knock 19-18 in the fourth, but the Knights played even, and it's a 70-62 final, and as I've said a couple of times during the broadcast, this is exactly what the Knock Knights needed. They needed somebody to give them a game for four quarters and to make it tough in the fourth quarter, and that's exactly what the Lancers did. Knock has just had it too easy for their last four or five games. Going back to the And you go back to the game at Steel Valley where they really were not in that game. They just got out of it early. And so most of the games, even the Indiana game was a blowout. Their wins have been blowouts. There's tight game against Hampton, tight game against Blackhawk, and a loss to Armstrong. But this very tight game against a real good Deer Lakes team, and that team from Deer Lakes, they're 3-0 in their section. They'll make some noise down in 3A. Let's look at the scoring. The Lancers led by Brad Perrott with 21. Good-looking basketball player. A couple of threes and Perrott in the game. Hit one right at the buzzer just for fun. It was Colin Catholic, good solid player. Had a dunk in the game at 12. Colton James with 11. Zach Herbinko and Jack Holabaugh each with 9. Holabaugh played sparingly. He was in foul trouble most of the game, but he gave the Knights fits when he was on the floor, especially underneath the basket. Lancers 12 of 19 from the free throw line. For the Knock Knights, career night for Scott Frazier. He finishes with 28, including 17 of 17 from the free throw line. Let's let that one sink in for a minute. Of his 28 points, 17 of them were from the charity stripe, all in a row. You had Jake Scheit and Julian Sank, each with 10. Adam Bajuzic, a solid 14, especially coming up with 6 in the fourth quarter. Those were a big 6 to keep the Lancers at bay. And Jared Trekkinghaus would chip in 8. The Knock Knights, 22 of 27 from the free throw line. And again, Frazier, 17 of 17 and finishes with 28. All right, the Knock Knights will be back on the road on Tuesday night. This is a big one. They're going to take on the Highlands Golden Rams, and it'll be a battle for first place in the section. The Rams 2-0, the Knights 2-0. So looking forward to a good one on Tuesday night. If you can't be there, be here on 680 WISR. And the Trib Live High School Sports Network will bring you all of the action. Should be a good crowd on hand at Highlands on Tuesday night. All right, that'll wrap things up here from Deer Lakes. Our thanks to Anthony Willison back at the studio. I'm Scott Briggs saying so long. Final score again, Knock 70, Deer Lakes 62. Talk to you on Tuesday night. Have a great weekend, everyone.